He was born on the beginning of the last century on the south of Poland, southeast of Poland. First, he was named as a parish priest during the period of war, and he was a priest to help different people, because at this time there were people of different traditions, national identity. Then, after the Second World War, he was confronted with the communist regime, so he traveled normally every Sunday, many kilometers in simple conditions. What he intended it was to be in every village, so the people were able to have a mass. Naturally, what happened later, it was with the communist regime in the early 60s. In the period of Second Vatican Council, he encouraged people to make certain decisions, concrete decisions for people who lived together without sacrament of marriage. He encouraged them in letters to marry in the church. So some people were collaborators of communist regime. They denounced him, and he was sentenced on 2-year prison in Rzeszów. It was to be served as an example for others. 2 weeks before, or 2 months before his death, they released him. But naturally, this kind of martyrdom was the effect of imprisonment and the lack of freedom, and naturally for the reasons of faith. All what he was intending to do, it was to encourage people to save their faith publicly, to be faithful to Christ.